America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. I hope you'll pray for this radio broadcast. Pray that the Word of God will have free course as it goes forward. Father, will you help us today? Bless us, God, and revive us. Give us an awakening in Jesus' name. Amen. I also hope that you will think about taking one time a week out of your life. It don't have to be 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, just one time a week, and pray for revival in America. We go back to a message now on that I preached some time ago on what is revival. I was amazed at what this word means. Now, all these messages, and this message right here came to me while I was praying for revival for this nation. Now, the word revive in the Hebrew, and we look things up sometimes in the Hebrew and also in the English, but in the Hebrew it is the Hebrew word ka, or the kaya, and I'll spell that, K-H-A-W-Y-A-W, kaya. It's the Hebrew word kaya for revive. Now, the word revive means this, and it's a lengthy definition. Listen to it. It means live. Well, God's people and God's churches need to live again, right? It means alive, and we surely want to be alive in God, right? It means save, and we surely have some things that need saving. The word uses the word here, it means quicken, and that word means to resuscitate, and we surely need that, amen? The word means revive. The word means, my friend, surely. The word means life. The word revive here, it means to recover. Well, we need to recover some things, don't we? It means to live. It means to have life. It means to remain alive. It means to sustain life. It means to live prosperously. Now, when I say that, it's not talking about the way some people teach that you're going to have millions of dollars and God wants everybody to be rich. It's not what it's talking about there. It means live forever. It means be quickened, to be alive, be restored. Notice this, be restored to life or health. It means this, it means to have life. Continue in life. Remain alive. Now right there is your answer to revival. God allowed me through the Holy Ghost and gave me different messages on some of those meanings of those words. And what I intend to do today is I'm going to give you some more things here, and then I'm going to give you a preview of some of the messages that I would love to preach on revival if God would let me. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say this today, that if we do not have a revival in America, we're going to lose our nation as we know it. We're going to lose our young people. We're going to lose our freedoms. And we can sit by and say, well, this is for another generation. I believe that it's do or die for the generation that we're living in right now. Now, I am not on the radio and on video today preaching doom and gloom. I want you to understand that. And somebody said, well, Catherine's just trying to scare us. No, sir. I come to you with a burden that I carry every week of my life. I come to you because I grew
up. America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.